Continues the Gemara Samach Vav Amid Beis, the last word on the line, last three words. Omar Rav Huna Samach Zayin Amid Aleph La Ashta Tilsa. Someone who has a shachefes, that means a fever that comes every 3 days. Shebom Gimel Yom Le Gimel Yomim Laisi Shiva Silva. He should take 7 branches Mishiva Dikla from 7 day trees. Veshiva Tziva and 7 twigs of Drashi Ksomim. Mishiva kshure from 7 logs from kairis, vishiva sichi and 7 yesedo zagdrashi meaning pegs, mishiva kshure from 7 bridges kshorim, vishiva ktima and he takes 7 ashes, mishiva tanur from 7 ovens, vishiva afri and 7 pieces of dirt from where, mishiva sanri from 7 zagdrashi tsinor hadeles chorei skupa. From this hole of the door, where the tzir of the delos is soivet by. The Aruch on the side says a girsa of not mishiva sanri, but rather mishiva suchi, meaning from 7 kvorim, 7 beis akvorosin, 7 cemeteries, 7 different kvorim, take the dirt. Vishiva kufri, and you say, take 7 kufri, zagashi zefes, which is tar, pitch, mishiva uvi, from 7 ships. They tar the ships with tar. They seal the ships with zephyrs, with pitch. Vishiva buni, and take 7 buni kmuni, 7 kernels of kamoin. Kamoin is a spice. Vishiva bine midikni, and take 7 hairs midikne de kalbasava from the dikne de kalbasava to gaja shiva nime mizikin kol of zokin. 7 hairs from the beard of a old dog. Now, what he do is all these 7 things that you just took. And you tie it b'chalola at the opening, at the opening of a person's neck. Meaning you tie it around your neck with a strand of hair. So basically, you take all these things and you tie it with a strand around your neck by the opening of your neck. Om Rab Yechnon La'ashta Tzmirta. Someone who has an ashtet smirta, so that's a very high fever. So what do? That means he's mechamem the whole goof. He has a high fever. Lishkel sakina de kula parzala. You take a sakin, which is a knife, the kula parzala, which is totally made out of iron. V'leizel hechadika vardino, and go where there is a thorn bush. Vardino is a snare, zakdrashi. Velikta beinira and tie. Velikta means to tie. Beinira barko. A strand of hair. So tie a strand over here on this bush. Yoy mekama, the first day that you're there, lichroik beipurta. Lichroik means cut a piece of the thorn bush. Velema, and you say as follows. These are the psukim that Moshe Rabbeinu said when he came to the snet. Vayaha Malach Hashem Elov, and the Malach Hashem appeared to him, and he, Moshe Rabbeinu saw, Hasnei Nenu Ukol, it was burning. Meaning, just like, this is really what we're saying, just like Moshe Rabbeinu came, and he saw the Snei Boyer Be'esh Ve'Nenu Ukol, so likewise, the heat of the person's body, which is the fever, should also not have effect, and not be mazik the goof. Just like was Nenu Ukol by the Snei, so should not have an effect on the goof. V'lemachar, the next day, lichik beputi, you cut another piece of the snare of the thorn bush. V'lem, and you say the following posik. V'ayim emoisha osurano, let me turn. V'ere, and I'll see this mara godl. L'machar, the next day, lichik beputa, you cut another piece. V'lem, and you say, v'ayar Hashem ki sol lirois. The Eibush saw that it was sol lirois. So the Eibush said that he was megal himself to the Moshe Rabbeinu. Now really, there's a question. It's discussed in the Rishonim. A lot of Mimisrapu is Psukim of Torah. You're saying Psukim of the Torah to Mimisrapu to take away the fever. So it's Mutta in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down in Kufa and Tess in Yardaya. If it's Sakona, then obviously a lot of Mimisrapu is Psukim. Anything is Mutta for Sakona is the Foshas. Now, if it's not a Sakona, so then it's only Mutta derech Tfilah. As I state in the Poiskim over there, meaning as a Lachash, as a schooler, you can't use Psukim of the Torah. But if you're using it to Derech Tefillah, so it's also Derech Tefillah. Meaning just like the snare was not Nivar, so the Eibush should also watch and protect me, that it should not, the fever should not have an effect on me. As Dr. Meiri clearly says, it's a Derech Tefillah that you're allowed to do it. And as I state, like I said in Shulchan Aruch and Kufayin Tes. Now, on these psukim, it happens to be that Chazal Dash and the Gevaldi Gezach, that is a machloek, it's a shlokshin, it's a medrash, in the Yalkut, the shlokshin of Yechanon. Rabbi Yechanon says that Gimel Psias, Vayomim Moshe Asurun of Ere, Vayar Hashem Kisol Lirois. What did you do? What was the ganze sar of Moshe Rabbeinu? Gimel Psias. Reshlokish Zomar, he didn't even take Gimel Psias. It was Ikim Ez Roishoi. He turned his head. So the Ebesha said that he gave a haftocha, needs to arto, you mitzah yourself to go see this. So Mela, I'm a gal myself to you, and that's what it says right away, Vayikra Elov Hashem, and the Ebesha called out to him. So Shteta Moyte Gezach in the Yalkut. Moshe Rabbeinu, I've heard this from he said, we see over here Moshe Rabbeinu was ready, Av B'chochma, he was 80 years old then. And he went out of his way to look for more, to yearn for more, to turn, even if it means turning his head, even means Gimel Psis, for that he was Zeichet to ask, the Ebesha went with Megal himself to him, because he went, even though he was ready, a person can think, I'm retiring, I'm 80 years old. No, he wanted more. Abyssal Mer. So merely he was Zeichet to what he was Zeichet. And the same thing we see in the Medrash, it says he was Zeichet to the Karne Or. Why was he Zeichet to the Karne Hoyd? Because he took the Siore Dioi, the leftover ink after he wrote the Torah down, that was left over on the quill. He didn't want to stand, let it go to waste. He took it, he smeared it on his forehead. From there, state in Medrash came out the Karne Hord. So we see again, he didn't want to let go of anything. Abyssal mer. There's no thing as retiring from Torah. That's what we see over here. Zog the Gemara. Omalei Rav Acha Brei Rov El Rav Ashi Velema. And then, if you're telling me that you're saying the Psukim of Sol Lirois, which imply She Yosar Acholi Zog Rashi. So say a much better pasuk. Leima vayoma al tikav haloim. Zogt Rashi shlo yikav ze achol elov. The chol should not come to you just like al tikav haloim. Ella zogt mo, you have to change the pasukim as follows. Luyoyim kam leima vayam al Hashem elov vayoma Moshe. That's you say the first day. Ulamocha leima vayar Hashem kisol lirois. Ulamocha the third day when you cut another piece of the snare. Vayoma al tikav haloim that the chol should not come haloim taka in chenami. Zogt mo if he posak lei, and when the fever is posik from him. So then, let's say velifseke. So let's say velifseke is Rashi somach lekarka. You should bend down and go on the floor. V'yashpil v'leima, and then you go bend down to the snare, to the thorn bush, and you say hasne hasne. This snare la mishum de gviyis mikol ilna ashrei hakadosh baruch hu shchinta aloch. Not because you are the tallest from all the bushes that the Eibishter was shoyre shchina on this. Because the snare was the Ebesh was showing the Shechina when he was Megal himself to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ela mishum the meichest mikol ilna asher kutsha bricha Shechinta aloch. Because you're the lowest from all the trees. That's where the Ebesh rested the Shechina on him. Like Har Sinai. Similar we find. Not because it was the tallest of the mountains. So gemara v'chihecha dechamite ashtei lechananya mishol v'azaya. Just like the chamite ashtei lechananya mishol v'azaya, the Esh was shoira on Chananya Mishael Vazai, when they went into the fiery furnace, Va'arikas, and they were saved, and they were saved, and they ran away, Min Kadmoyi, from this, what took place to them, so Cain, Techamine, Ashtel, Ploini, by Ploinis, so to the fever, that is Shoira on Ploini, Ben Ploinis, Tiori, Min Kadmoyi, should also go away from him, just like the Chananya Mishael Vazai escaped from the fiery furnace, and the fire did not affect them, so to the fever should not affect Ploini, Ben Ploinis. So this is the L'choshim that you say, this remedy, the psukim that you say for a fever. Zog de Gemara, L'simta, when a person has Zog Drasi Shchin, which is boils. Leima Hochi, you say as follows, Boz Bazye, To Mos Masye, Kos Kasye. Zog Drasi, these are names of Malochim. And what are the purpose of these Malochim? Shekoyrim, they tear. Boz Bazbe, meaning tear. They tear the decree. Mos masye, they heal. And the third thing is, kos kasye, they grind. Mechaschas inoisoi. So, Mela, these are the what you say for boils. Zog du more, shaloi va'amaloi, ilan malochi, dishtalchim me'aradis doim. Shaloi va'amaloi are the names of the malochim that were sent from Sdoim. So Rashi, that's the lachash itself. They didn't come actually from Sdoim. But that's the lachash. Shaloi v'amaloi, ayin malochi dishtachim ma'arad Sdoim. Oh, Zog du Gemara, v'la'asa shchina ke'evin, V'la'asin should heal shchina ke'evin, these boils. We're talking about boils now. The symptom we said is boils, shchin. So it should heal the shchina ke'evin, these hurtful shchin, these hurtful boils. Zok di gemoga, bozach, bozich, baz bezeich, mas mesich, komun, kameich, einech beich, einech beich. Zok di Rashi, ein lo mashmois alekachu alachash. Einech beich, marecho beich, shloi tadim yoyser. Do not become any more red. Don't get any worse, the boils. Asrich beich, zog Rashi shloi tarchiv. Don't spread. Zarech kekloitu kepardo. Your zera should be like a pardo, like a kloit, which is not moilid. So it should be like a pardo that's not moilid. So to over here, it should not continue and spread. The leipor vele ravya, kach leitivre vele tilve. The goof of the plain of employees, so to which not spread in the goof of plain of employees. Zog the mole keeper, Zog Rashi, ababuois, which are blisters, Kachlosh and Rabbi Yitzchak ben Menachem, Velosh Rabbois, a keeper, Lemishkofer shade. Another shot is a shade overtook him. Lame hochi, Cherev shlufo, a drawn sword, Vikela Natusho is a slingshot. Loishmei Yoichov Chulin Machoivin. Loishmei Yoichov Chulin Machoivin should not cause any sickness and pain. Zogmo Leshido for a shade. Lemahochi. Havois de Pokak. Meaning, Havois de Pokak, it's a lachas of Rashi. But the Pokak means it should be stuffed, it should be closed up. The Pokak Havois, it should be closed, it should be stuffed. Lito Tovu Meshumas. Lita Zagdashi, Lita Loshan of Layat, of Kmukulol. Tovu is broken, Nishbar. Mishumas is a Loshan of Shamta, meaning Cherem. The shade should be in Cherem. Bartit, Zagdashi, that's the Shmoy of the shade, son of Tit. Bartina, of the son of a disgusting Bartome. Bartit, Bartome, Bartina, Kishamgaz, Merigaz, Vistamoi. So that's the names of these shadim. Zog demor leshida de beis akisei. For the shade of the beis akisei. What do you do? Zog drashim. Hizik lema lachash zeh. Lema hochi. Akalk vede ari. At the head of a lion. Va usei de guraiso. Zog drashim. Uve choytem levir nekeva. And the nostrils of a lioness. Ashkachtun leshidoi ba shrike pando. That's the name of the shade. B'mishro de Kalsi, B'mishro de Kalsi, Zog Drashi, Barugas Kalshin, Hepaltiv, meaning, at the field of Karsi, of Leek, Chavtei, I cut it, Beluei, I swallowed it, Dechamrei Chatresei, Belechia Chamor Hilkesiv, meaning the jaw of the donkey chewed it. That's how you get rid of that shade. Ad kan the Gemara legabe shadim. Now, okay, we'll see. Basically, it's really negated to the next sugyoso legabe darkei mori. We'll see in the next sugyoso. Zok the Gemara. U bnei melochim bezagin. The Mishnah said that bnei melochim are allowed to go with bells. Now, there's really machlokes in the Rishonim. Does it mean they're allowed to go with bells with the clapper, with the inbill? Or no, dafka without the clapper, because Hashma is koil. So either b'nei melochim b'zogin, it means that without the zagin, as I said in Shulta Giborim, the Hagoy's Maimini says it even with the imbal it's muta. And the reason why it's muta is because you're not miskaven. According to Hashem and Psigresha, if it's not a Psigresha, we're not miskaven. So it's muta, it's any miskaven to make a noise, Hashma is koil. So b'nei melochim muta b'zagin. And then the Mishnah says, v'chol odom, it's not just any b'nei melochim allowed to go with, the prince is allowed to go with these bells. Usually the b'nei melochim, princes have bells, but really any person is allowed to have these bells. Zok demor man tana. Who's the tana that says that b'nei melochim allowed to go bezagin? And not just man tana, that even kol odom, zok drashi, v'afil onesh b'yisrael, l'chor it's a tachshit, it's zov, what does he have to do with this noi? Om Reb Eishi Reb Shimini, it's Reb Shimini Shitosoi, the Omar Ko Yisrael b'nei melochim eim, Gans Klal Yisrael z'nei b'nei melochim, they all can go with beautiful zov dika bells. So m'meila, it's taka, like we just said, according to the Hagos Maimon is, it's a Pshim and Shita, the Dovashen Miskavim, even the Imbal, it's Mutter, because the Dovashen Miskavim, so we're also, it's a Pshim and Shtosa that says, Kol Yisrael B'nei Melochim. Rav Omer, no, Lo Oilam, it's not according to Reb Shimon that says, Kol B'nei Melochim Eim. The reason why it's Mutter is, by Kol Yisrael, not because of B'nei Melochim, is Ba'orig B'ksusa V'di V'hakoil. It's sown, it's tied, it's secured against the Ksus, so it's, according to everyone, it's Mutter. Usually the problem is that an Oni, might remove it because he never had such a fancy thing. He'll show it off. But she'enken, if it's sewn, so it's not going to fall off. It's not going to take it off. So Rashi Taka says that Kol Yisrael B'nei Melochim. So the reason why Kol Yisrael B'nei Melochim and Onitz also Roy, it's not a gnus for him to have it. Maybe it's embarrassing. People are going to laugh at me. What am I walking with this gold thing? So it's not a gnus. It's not yuaro. Inami the migav the chiddushu sholif amachvei. It's not a chiddush. You would think because it's a chiddush, you would move it. So kamashon, it's not because kol yisrael b'nei melochim. The second teretz is saying is doesn't remove it because it's tied the loy sholif amachvei because it's orig b'ksusoi. So then it's taka divi hakol and we taka pasuk like rova in shin aleph that something that is orig is mutter, but it has to be something that's darkoi la'arig. Something that's usually that's over there. Ramos says something that's not darkoi to be orig. It's not so positive if it's mutter. The point is going to discuss if you have a shatnas label or if you have a name of a thing. So even though it does, that's derech. That's a derech to have in there to know that it's shatnas free, to know what the brand is, your name. That's considered that it's orig, even though it doesn't do anything, no purpose for it. That's already considered darkoi also. So that is what the Gemara says, that according to two terutzim, either kol yisrael b'nei melochim eim, or Rava says, no, it's dafke ba'orig v'ksusay divah hakol. Teis says, Akasha, what about, it might fall off in the first teretz of the Gemara. Kol yisrael b'nei melochim, what about dilma ifsik? V'osal asuye, just like we said by Eved le'yetze b'choysim. Zok Teis says, we're talking about betluyim b'shalsheles, d'loy mifsika. It's taka tight with the shalsheles. These are expensive zugim, so they're very tight. The Rivo says that we're talking about ketanim dafka. Even if they're going to carry it, there's no issa. As I state, Yerushalmi taka, and it's dafka by ketanim. Enich nami by gedolim will be a different nekuda. Only by ketanim. So Tais one say if it's talking about ketanim, what's the pshanim b'nei melochim? So Tais he loved the b'nei melochim. They have a mechaycha b'nei. They would lamaisa like, would look funny and the fathers would carry it. But since over here it's not funny because they're b'nei melochim, so no chashash the father's gonna take it. So Taisus the loy shchicha she'ove b'tzido b'shosh yifsek. It's not shchicha the father's punkt here. Dr. Mishnah. Yoitzim b'bitzas achargel. You're allowed to go on Shabbos with the bitzas achargel. Chagel is locust. The be'as achargel. You're allowed to go with the egg of a chagel. Now this is doesn't really do a refuah. The Gemara is going to discuss if it's da'ke emergi. That's a machlokes in the Mishnah. U'b'shein shu'al or the tooth of a fox, or the nail from someone that was crucified, tzoluv, or went to the gallows. You take that nail, and that's a remedy. Bishum refuah, Rameh says it's refuah. It's not darkei amori. It's refuah. It's a malbish. You're not going to remove it. It heals. Chachamim oisrin af bechoil. Now I do this even in a weekday. Bishum darkei amori. Zokt Rashi b'chukasem lo yisalechu. It's a nechush. You're doing something which is a chukasem lo yisalechu. It's a darkei amori dika remedy. Good luck charm. So that you're not allowed to do even in a weekday. Zokt the Gemara yoitzin bebeitzas hata chargo. You're allowed to go with the egg of a locust. The avdi l'shichle. It's meant for a cave oizen. Zok Rashi v'tonim ba'oizen. It's meant for an earache. U'v'shein shal shual. What does the tooth of a fox do? Zok Mordov l'shinto. It's good for someone who has a problem of falling asleep. The chaye. If it's come from a live fox, meaning the tooth of a live fox. Leman de nayim. Someone who is nayim, meaning someone who is always sleeping. Like this will wake up. The mesa. The shein of a dead fox is mandaloy naim. Someone has trouble falling asleep, so he'll help him to fall asleep. So this is the machlokes. Remain chachomim if it's mutter or not. Zog the mogav masme minat soluv. What is a masme? What does a nail from a gallow from a crucifixion do? Zog the mogav the avdi lezirfa. It's meant for zirfa. Zog Rashi noipach mako. It's meant for swelling. And Rashi says the chol pazel zorif. Anything that's made out of metal is zorif. It takes out the pus. It takes out the swelling. So that's how it helps taka. This maybe is a real refu taka.
Sagt die Gemara, Mishum befuhr, Meir Taka says, it's mutter, kommt to all anything that's for refuhr, divra Meir. Now, sagt die Gemara, Abai, Verobi, damit Hawaii, called Obi, Sheish, Mishum befuhr. Anything that is refuhr, ein bei Mishum Darke Amoiri, like Rameir. The refuhr is no Darke Amoiri. Rashi says, it's niris refuhr, sorry. You have to be able to see the refuhr. You have a patch, you have a drinking of hot water. Oh, so frag the Gemara, but if it doesn't have refuah, if it's not nearest the refuah, yes, mishum dake amori. I frag the Gemara, but tanya ilon shemesh peroisov. If you have a tree that the pears are falling off, so soikroi besikro, you paint it red. But now, red doesn't do anything, that's not a refuah. What exactly does that do to the tree? V'toinoi ba'avonim. So the second thing you do is you load it with stones. Now you load it with stones, taka helps it. Why? Pshat is, why does the fruit fall? Because the sap is so vast amount of sap, so it the fruits are becoming over ripened, so they fall. But if you toine ba'avonim, so it has a heavy load, so then it doesn't so quickly spit out the fruits because it's not yet so over ripened. So toine ba'avonim, you get it used to carrying heavy stones. So toine ba'avonim, I understand, kech the likhes chulye, chele, it's taka to make it, it makes it weaker. So then the pears are not noisha. Ela seker besikra, it seems like darke emoiri, what is it doing? Magafu COVID. It's also refuah. What's refuah? It's a simon that people should know about it, that his tree is losing its fruits, and they should daven for him. It says twice, v'tomei tomei yikro. Tzorch ladir tzar l'rabim, yumadir yitzar t'rabim, why? V'ram yivakshol v'rachmim. And the Chofetz Chaim in Shmir Saloshin says that we use this dafk example of a mitzvah. Because a mitzvah, since he spoke Lashon Hara, his tefillahs are not answered. He needs other people to daven for him. Because his tefillah cannot be answered because of the Lashon Hara that he spoke. Zogma Omer Ravina, command talinon, kufse bediklo. Who is this like? That with toile kufse, zogdrashi eshkol tmorim, meaning dates, bediklo on a palm tree. We tie these dates on a palm tree to show that the fruits are falling in order that people should daven. Ki hai tana, like the following tana, meaning ki hai tana that we just said that it's mutter. Why? Because it's in order that people should daven. Zogma toni tana beperek amaroi. Rashi says there was a perek sheshoni b'tesefta in the Masechta Shabbos. Bilchus Darkei Amori. The ganze perek which talks about the halachas of Darkei Amori. Tony Tana Bepirkut Amaroi Kamed Rabchir Baravin. Omale, Kulu Is Bibishum Darke Amoiri. Everything, all remedies that are not proven refuahs is Darke Amoiri. Levar Mehani, except for the following, two. And the Kivegan Shulchan Aruch brings this in Yodei Shinlam Advov, that this is one of the proven things that could be done. What is it? Misheshe Etzem Groinoi. Someone has a bone stuck in their throat. Maybe min, you take that min, and you place it on your forehead. And you say as follows: chad chad, meaning one. Noches means go down. Ubola and swallow. Bola swallow. Noches go down. Chad chad, one by one, slowly, this thing that's stuck in your throat goes down. That's not darkei amori. Now it doesn't mean you should ignore the Heimlich maneuver. You should do with the refuah that can be done also. Something is stuck in your throat. But the Kivega says this is a boduk umenusa dika refuah that it works for something that's stuck. La adro, if you have a fish bone, so drashi la adro etzem shaldag sheyeshav la odem beveshet. You have a fish bone stuck in your throat. Lemehochi nenatzto kemachat. Nenatzto, it's stuck kemachat like a needle. Nen alto ketris, it's shot. It's nol ketris like a shutter. Shaya. Go down. So Rashi lachashu reid. So we have mice in the Rishonim, different shitas. When is it muta darkei amori? When it's not? So Rashi says niras refuosoi. It has to be the refu is nira. That's Rashi over here. Rashi in Chulin says that any refu is muta, even if it's not nika. And a lachash that's for harvochas moment, that's taka osa. The lachash, that's for harvochas moment. You say a lachash to make money, that's taka osa. The Rosh says that any lachash is muta, even if it's not nika, and that's for lachash, and refuah is only muta when it's nika. The Ran says that any lachash, even if it's a sofik refuah, is also muta. Now, as you do with the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis, famous Rambam in Yuma says, that you're not allowed to be misrapa by a refuah that's only a skulistic refuah. For instance, Misha Noshchay Kelev Shoita. He was bitten by Kelev Shoita, so you're not allowed to be Meichelim with the Kovet Shaloi, which is Tetreif. Matzio ben Cheresh is Matir. The Rambam Paskins, the Halacha, is not like a Matzio ben Cheresh. And it's also to be misrapa by refuah skulis, to eat Macholas Asuris. Other Rishonim argue is Rambam. The Rajbe says that any, just like Svek Sveiki and Machal Shabbos, so any Sufek, even if it's far removed, you're allowed to eat to be Macholas Asuris. If it might help, it might be misrapa with it. Now the question is, how does the Rambam argue in that? The Gemara says that Svek Sveiki and Machal Shabbos, so why is refuah skulis any different? What's wrong with eating the covet of a Kelev Shoita? The pshat is, the Rambam learned, it might not work for you, so Tzvek Sveika Mechal on Shabbos, but it has to be something that's a refuah in essence. Yes. It worked for other people. Then you can be Mechal on Shabbos, even Tzvek Sveika. Then you can eat Mechal Zasuris, even Tzvek Sveika. But first, it has to be a remedy. The Rambam holds that something that's school is, that's not proven to be a remedy, so then he says, Nekoit Klalze, and you cannot be used. Lemaisa, I once mentioned this, that the Pshul Leib Diskin, in a letter that he wrote to Anshe Lomja, he writes over there that they bring Bishmoy, that there was a skula that's used in Yerushalayim, that they took the hand of a choyla and they put it into the hand of a mace by the Levaya, and the illness of the choyla went into the mace. So, and he's mesupik, he said, he brings a B'Shem B'Shuleib, that Zulun Chalab writes this, that the B'Shuleib was mesupik if a Kohen can use a skula or not, because they're noyig in Yerushalayim with the skula. So what's his suffix? Suffix is halacha like the Rajba, like the Rambam? It could be the suffix is, since they were noyig like that in Yerushalayim, so it was a proven refuah. So maybe it was mesupik. If it's proven, so then it would be mutter, because then even maybe the Rambam would be mutter, because then it's something that is done, and the taka heals, and then even a koyan can be metama with this kula. We'll stop over here, the top of Samach Zayin Amud Beis.